Of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air and over, gosh, 44,000 guests over this time.
Wow.
Yeah, I can imagine if you do the math of an average of two a day, 5 days a week, it comes up to that. And sometimes we have three or four guests.
Nice.
And some days we don't have others. But good morning, everybody. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Linda will be back tomorrow morning with me. She has a number of things going on today, and we're saving ourselves when it's 100 and, gosh, what is it? It's going to be 107 today, but I'll let Ashley talk about that here in a few minutes. Phone lines here, like I said, are 605-4567. We stream our show everywhere. Today, the 23rd of June, 7:06 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Then I'm here with Ashley.
Good morning. Good morning. National Pink Day. I see by your shirt you're going with the National Pink Day holiday.
It's kind of a salmon.
The salmon has a little more orange in it, I think.
Oh, really? I don't know.
I'll tell you what. Next break, I'll
go for
post
I'll tell
a
you what, I'll go for, I'll go for pink. I'll go for pink.
Pink. All right. We're looking at a heat advisory not only today but throughout the rest of the week. Into at least Friday night with a high of 107 today and 73 overnight. We're looking at the same thing pretty much throughout the rest of the week. So if you enjoy today, great, because you're getting plenty more of it. We are looking at 75 degrees currently with very little wind. And if there is a wind, it's coming from the south, which means it'll hopefully help keep us a little cooler than it could be.
The only wind that comes past this is a breeze from two homeless guys coming down the street and pulling all their stuff.
I can smell that just by...
No. It didn't have to do with smell. It's just that's the only breeze. Maybe a dog walking by. So.
Yep, pretty much. If you're staying too close to the road, then you'll get a breeze. But I'm not recommending it. But we are looking at a high near 111 on Friday. So today's going to be the cool day at 107. Speaking of cool, we do have several cooling centers out and about that are opening today and some tips on how to stay cool. Do we want to go there or do we want to talk about COVID?
Let's hit that first and we can go into COVID.
Okay. We are looking at, in Reading, the Good News Rescue Mission will have a cooling center open. The northwest part of city of Shasta Lake has...
Wait a minute. That opens July 4th.
Yes.
Right.
These are cooling centers, public air-conditioned places. In Shasta County, the Reading Library, they are requiring masks currently, but the Reading Library, the Anderson and Cottonwood Community Libraries are open. Frontier Senior Center is available to seniors only. In the east part of the county, in Burney, the Fire Protection District, and Intermountain Fairgrounds, Ingram Hall. And in Reading, First United Methodist Church is opening up, as well as St. James Lutheran Church. And, of course, the Shasta District Fairgrounds and Anderson area. These are all areas that are cooling centers, and volunteers will be there. If you have a mask, please bring it, because there will be lots of people in the area. If you don't want to go, or if you happen to be working outside, make sure you get lots of water, drink plenty of fluids before you feel thirsty, and especially water. Obviously, things with caffeine or alcohol, those tend to be dehydrators, which are the opposite of the goal. If you have lighter clothes, wear those. Something lightweight cotton tends to be, and sunscreen are both very important, an SPF of 15 or higher if you can. And knowing the symptoms of heat-related illness, something of heat stroke is like unconsciousness, confusion, red, dry, and hot skin, a throbbing headache, nausea, fatigue, forehead exhaustion, and pale skin, dizziness. If you ever need medical attention, call 911. Don't wait until it's too late. And make sure you get them to, or yourself to, a cool place.
Heat exhaustion, and you'll still be kind of clammy. Heat stroke is you have depleted your liquid to a point where your inner body is heated up, and you can die from this. It can cause severe problems. So, maybe just even kids playing around outside, or you're doing something that you've done every year. Oh, okay, I'm just going to go out and, trim all around, take all the weeds out while it's still cool in the morning. And right now it's 75, but say you get out in an hour or so. Some people can be susceptible to it. If you've had heat stroke before, you've really got to watch it, mm-hmm. because you're even more susceptible to it.
And so, just because it's hot outside doesn't mean the river is warm also. Make sure if you plan on playing in especially moving water, bring a life jacket, because that water is still snow runoff. It's still rather cold because we are early in the season.
Well, it's now the season for my Hawaiian shirts. Oh, wait a minute. All of that, the weather, the cool tips, how to stay cool, or the cooling centers, everything was brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Chuck and Judy Kinney started that business well over 20 years ago, have been very successful in it, have won awards for hiring veterans, state-level awards for hiring veterans, do so much for our community. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. Also, they have talk to them when you call them. Ask them about generators, because they're going to start turning the power off here, as we know, at some point here during the summer. And are you ready for that? Do you have a generator that can keep your refrigerator going or keep those medical devices running? Give them a call at 365-3793 to Shasta Gas Propane. Yes, I have officially gotten it out of the suck bag. You know what the suck bag is? This is the vacuum sealed bag that, puts all of them in there. So yesterday I just had one that was ready, hanging in the closet. But yesterday I went, last night, I ironed five more.
You ironed your Hawaiian shirts?
I've still got, trust me, I still have several left. I think it's okay to wear Hawaiian shirts. So I hear now that they were, as I said yesterday, I hear that they've been kind of associated with a white nationalist group. Why do they do that?
Well, it's Hawaiian shirts.
Why do they do that?
With camo. And you aren't allowed to wear camo, right?
Well, I'm not going to wear camo wearing this shirt.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, first of all, you know, I don't wear camo to work.
Yeah.
Unless I'm getting ready to go hunting afterwards, and I don't do that. So, but the point is that Hawaiian shirts in Redding, I mean, they just Redding Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah.
And,
I don't think anyone's going to think you racist for it.
The Redding tuxedo, Hawaiian shirt and shorts.
Yeah.
And a margarita.
There we go.
As an accessory. Okay. All right. Other things. Let's just take a quick break now. As I want to get back into what I don't understand about people in protest. Okay? And that's all I'll say. But when we come back from that, I want to talk about that. I want to hear your views. So get your phone out, 605-4567, 7:13 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank stepped up during this time frame, helped thousands of people keep their jobs, helped businesses, got millions of dollars out into the hands of businesses, local businesses around here, not just their customers, but other businesses that needed help and couldn't get the help from their banks. So they migrated over to Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated, two locations here in town, 1845 California Street, and out at the O'Reilly Shopping Center there on Hartnell, their main office there at 192 Hartnell Avenue. They are there helping people. They're still helping people. What a great bank to do business with. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. 7:14 in the morning, we'll be right back. Can you believe it's the 23rd of June already?
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. and it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and see what we have to offer. Because your health and safety matter to us, we have refined our Elements and Creekside dining space and menus with you in mind to enjoy a comfortable experience. Elements is offering Sunday brunch off the menu, all you can eat. Let us do the preparing, plating, and serving. Same deliciousness, different delivery. Creekside is a fast, friendly, casual pub and grill with a tempting selection of food and beverages. We guarantee you will be amazed. Visit windriver.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to FreeFi Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here 605-4567 and... this portion of the show, it's so appropriate. Alliance Heating and Air, with over 25 years in the service here, a veteran-owned business that is can work on any make or model of heating or cooling systems. You know, today, just let me casually look at the temperature, 107, 111 by Friday. Is everything working right? Or is the capacitors in your air conditioners working perfectly? How about your cooling? How about your thermostat? What about your filters? Have they been cleaned? Alliance Heating and Air. These are the people you want to call.
And you don't want to wait till Friday.
Yeah, you don't want to wait till Friday. If you're thinking about it, give them a call and see if they can work you in. Give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. The here's my rant for the day. We have protesters all over the country protesting the death of George Floyd. And I understand that. You know, I have no problem with that. I have no problem with that at all. But I see, what if it was an incident where 104 people, predominantly African American, I'm sure, or people of color, let's say, were shot, and 17 killed, including a little four-year-old. Where is the anger? Where is the anger of this happening? And it's not an isolated case. It happens in our large cities. This was in Chicago. Chicago, 17 killed, 104 people shot over the weekend.
Who do you over get the mad weekend. At for that?
Well, that's it. Where are the organizations? Where's the anger? Where's our March for Justice people?
There's no, you know, no one to vilify.
George Floyd was not killed in Redding. Yet we had a March for Justice, and I understand it. We've had the people on; they're very sincere people. But where are the same groups of people that are saying this has got to stop? Why not, instead of a million people converging on Washington D.C., which never happened, what about 100,000 people converging in Chicago and marching for safety? You know, I wouldn't march, you know, frankly, I wouldn't march through the neighborhoods because you could be shot. But marching for safety, or a big protest for safety for the people there, where a four-year-old child is killed. And there were several others under the age of 10 that were also shot that weren't killed. Where is the anger on this? Why aren't people, why isn't the media trumpeting this like they did the Floyd shooting? Yes, you can say, well, there's nobody to blame. Well, yes, there is. You're absolutely wrong on that. You're, you know, I found the one time that I can remember that you were wrong, Ashley. You can blame it on the mayor. You can blame it on the state governor. You can blame it on the councilmen, councilwomen, their board of supervisors, whatever it is. You can blame it on them because they have not taken the steps to make the city safe. And if it means bringing the National Guard in, and so you've got a National Guard checkpoint, or not even a checkpoint, but just people on each corner with police, and bringing in the stadies and bringing in everybody else they need to have, you know, to stop this, to protect the people. They wring their hands, oh, there's nothing we can do. What do you mean there's nothing you can do? What do you mean there's nothing you can do? Yes, there are things you can do. I am frankly, I am appalled at the carnage in Chicago, and then I look in New York where their shootings are up 385% in 1 week from this time last year because de Blasio did away with a plainclothes crime unit there. It was, you know, of several hundred policemen, just did away with it. Just said, no, we don't need that plainclothes. It's too easy for people to get take advantage, blah, 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 whatever. But shootings went up 385% from last year.
You're telling me cops stop crimes?
Oh, my gosh.
Is it possible? Could it be true?
No, it's not. That's why we have to. That's why, calling it defund the police is defund the police. Those are just three words that Trump has to say. My opponents want to defund the police. Well, it's not what we really meant. Well, yes, it is. You want to take money.
That's the anthem that's been going.
That's what it says, defund the police. And, you know, now you've got to play catch up on it. Oh, we don't want to really defund the police. We want to put other money into social things. They shouldn't be. You know what? The reasoning behind it, Bill Shuler is behind this. You know, let's get some, you know, on things that are nonviolent, that people aren't being hurt, that we get other groups of people out there instead of the police. Look at the fire department. It only goes out like, I'll give them a 80% of the times they go out are for medical reasons. It's not for fires.
Oh yeah.
And they've done studies that the vast majority of the police being called out are nonviolent crimes that can be handled by Maybe, you know, like we have community service officers. That's really helped us, you know, having community service officers. But, and then leave the police to do crime and be, get proactive out there. But in Chicago, 104 people shot. Keep telling yourself that. Where is the anger? Where is it on CNN or MSNBC or Fox even, or the New York Times, or the Chicago Tribune, or the Washington Post headlines? 104 people shot, 17 dead.
The headline on CNN right now is, experts warn of COVID-19 danger signs. Charged officer, another one, says charged officer says he wouldn't have done anything differently. These are the headlines on CNN right now. Secret Service's media were misdirected to leave the White House grounds. Okay. Nothing about it.
So the bottom line here is this, is, you know, that justice goes across the spectrum. It goes across the spectrum. And I think that, you know, efforts, you know, what am I doing? Am I protesting it? No. But I do at least have a platform here that I can say this is just wrong. And why aren't people in that, why aren't people in that city doing something? And I'm not blaming, okay, the people I'm blaming, of course, are the shooters. I mean, that's where it originally starts. But they're just letting it happen. And what if this goes on every weekend and you get another 80 people shot? It's not unusual in Chicago to have, in fact, probably some of the lowest shooting rates they've had is probably during the middle of this COVID when everybody was staying inside, you know, when they were, you know, so they can't shoot their family, though they may, you know, so they don't go out on the block to shoot each other. I find it just reprehensible that we're letting this thing go on like that.
I imagine drive-by shootings would have been easier. I don't know, just because you can pretty much, you have a higher chance that they're going to be home at the time you drive by and just mow down the whole building.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to get into statistics, though. Jimmy has sent me some here, and that, you know, people dying of homicide, you know, people, unarmed police, you know, unarmed people being shot by police, you know, that number's gone down dramatically, in most, you know, most areas, in fact, across the country. But this is not, has nothing to do with George Floyd. What I'm talking about has nothing to do with George Floyd. And if Chicago was just by itself, you'd say, oh, well, that's Chicago, you know. They pull
but that
a knife,
doesn't make it okay.
They pull a knife, you pull a gun. You know, but people will go Chicago because it doesn't touch. But it's also happening in Baltimore. It's also happening in other cities where people walking down the street are shot. People drive up to them, shoot them, and then drive off.
Why not?
Picture this. This is like being in the worst time frame when you're patrolling in an urban area and you're going down the street and, you know, we're losing less people walking down the streets during the height of combat patrolling the streets in Ramadi and Fallujah. In the height of combat, losing less people. It was safer for a 17 to 24-year-old to walk down those streets every day.
With training and a gun.
It doesn't make any difference. You're still walking down the streets. They had a better chance of not being shot, deployed in a combat zone, than they did back in their hometown of Chicago or Baltimore or Philadelphia. It was just, that was just statistics. Okay, got to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about, let's have one more talk about Seattle and the CHOP, about what's happening there. I can't help myself. I just can't help myself on this. Maybe it's because I live in such a great town. And I see, when our protesters get together, both sides, that they end up walking arm in arm. Or we have peaceful protest, and people can say what they feel and say what they believe. And yet we don't feel like we need to damage other people's property or each other. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Clyde's. Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best at 1250 Hartnell Avenue, specializing in home electronics for over 47 years in the business. Locally owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. Over 32 years in the satellite business and your source for Dish Network. That's Clyde's Enterprises. You can give them a call at 221-4144 or stop by 1250 Hartnell Avenue. We'll be right back. 7:29 in the morning here on the 23rd of June.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coach Master Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal, loaded with thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only 4 AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. It's open line till 8 o'clock. I think I have... But we're still kind of going in circles on this, but I'm hoping that we have Woody Clendenin coming in here from Woody's Barbershop out of Cottonwood to talk about, you know, his take on things that are happening around the world and our state and our area, especially. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. This is where Linda goes to shop and Trish. They have a great selection of jewelry. They are very friendly. They have all types of jewelry there, from Native American to estate to specially designed pieces of jewelry that they do themselves. All of this at Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, I have to get into it. Oh, here's Bob. Bob, good morning. What's up, Bob?
Good morning. How are we doing, Carl?
Yeah, you know, we're hanging in there.
We're talking about all this. You know, there's more white people killed by cops than there are black people. And the black people are having an uprising. But all this and everybody behind all this, rioting and everything, all they want to do is overthrow our government. They do not like our president. They do not like the way the majority of us want to rule America. And they want it like countries they came from or thought that all this communism and everything was better. And we've never done it the right way. But until they learn, then we better do something. Us people that are of the majority better stand up and do something to stop this. Otherwise, we will be under their rule, and you're not going to like it.
I think that our country is a great country, Bob, and I think that it's a great country, and that are we perfect? No. But, you know,
no.
We don't need to tear ourselves apart, and that's what's happening, you know, on a smaller scale. When you see all of these things happening, for reasons that we're not even sure of, that for reasons that may have started out in a reasonable thing, saying that nobody should be killed like that, to tearing down tearing down national landmarks is not right. And if we don't get our arms around this, and this is something that we may have to be facing for the next 3 or 4 years.
When are they going to start on the Statue of Liberty?
Well, you know.
You know, I think when that happens, America is going to explode. And I grew up in the Watts riots down in L.A. Still today, a good part of Compton and stuff, which was called Watts at the time, has not even been straightened up. Burned out buildings are still there. And of Minnesota and Washington and stuff don't believe it. Go down there and look what they've done. And
well,
it's Democrat land.
Democrat land. Okay, buddy. Thanks a lot.
Have a good day.
You bet. And there's, you know, that it, you can say that they're run by Democrats, and it's true. It is true. I mean, they've been run by Democrats for decades.
Is that selection bias, though?
I'm sorry, what?
Selection bias. So most major metropolitan areas are run by Democrats, and then the more rural areas tend to be more red.
Well,
so
that's true, but when it goes on for decades and you're having the same problems, I think this is the point I'm trying to make. If you're having the same problems decade after decade, why hasn't there been a shift over to say, well, wait a minute, this has been run, you know, by this party, whether it's Republican or Democrat. Look where we are here. You know, our schools are still coming apart. There's still no jobs here. There's still people being shot, 100 people being shot over the weekend. You would think at some point people would just say, I've had enough of this. You know what? I'm going to let this group try it, because we obviously haven't broken the code with the group that's been in there for 40 years. Obviously people have either accepted it, or the machine is so strong, like California is building their machine so that it'll be, I don't understand if there's ever a chance for Republicans to come back in this state. I could be totally wrong. But the way it is with the quote jungle primaries, which probably is a racial term now, the jungle primaries, the the way that the laws have been written, the ways, you know, that they're having people vote, ballot harvesting, you know, they're taking over, you know, the Democrats have had a long ranging plan to make sure they stay in there a long time. But, let me move over to Seattle here. Two shootings, one murder, right there in the CHOP district, the Capitol Hill Occupation Program. And finally, the mayor has said that they're going to clean it up. They're going to clean the CHOP up. And you say to yourself, okay, finally, it took somebody being murdered there for this to happen. But wait, not so fast. There's no timeline on cleaning up the CHOP. And they're going to ask people to voluntarily leave. You know, come on, it's time for you to go. And it appears that during the day, there's not a lot of problems. It's when night falls, as it usually is, when criminals and thugs come out to start taking advantage of other people, when the predators come out to take advantage of the prey, is at night. So no timelines, but we're going to ask people to leave voluntarily until we get, if they say no, then we may have to do something. So I'm not sure what that means, except we are going to put it into to CHOP, according to the mayor. The police chief is just beside himself or herself saying, you know, this is ridiculous. We can't do anything. We can't get in there. You know, people getting beat up. You know, if there's, you know, we get reports of things happening, we can't get in there. By the time we can get in there, by going through their gates and everything, you know, this. Can you imagine how a policeman feels? He's going up to try and get into his precinct, and they're not letting him in, or they're giving him a bad time. The chief did say, and the mayor said, we are going to open up that precinct inside the CHOP. So we'll see what happens with that. I can, you know, where did we lose this? Where did we lose the idea of protest all you want? You know, Martin Luther King. He was the king of this nonviolent protest. Do not let them get to you. Keep your protest peaceful. Don't give them an opportunity to say, "Oh, look, didn't want to do nothing but destroy." Now, people are not even looking at peaceful protest. I mean, we do. But, you know, they look at the rioting and the looting and buildings being burned down and six blocks of a city taken over. Even Portland saw what was going on in Seattle. When they tried that in Portland, they cleaned them out that first morning. And other cities, when they start to try and put these, you know, occupied zones together, other cities are just going in after them immediately. They do not want to have happen to their city what's happened to Seattle. And it'll be interesting because a lot of these people are armed in the city, in these groups. Is it going to be a peaceful move out? Let's pray. Or is there going to be people engaging out there, engaging each other with firearms, engaging the police? And are they going to leave after being forced out of there? Are they going to leave by burning things on their way out?
Absolutely.
You know what?
Everything already in that section is the laws.
I hope not.
Yes.
But, you know, the
way
things are, you know, you've got that radical, you know, you've got radical groups. And they're going to say, well, you're going to force me out. Fine. There's not going to be anything left here. We're going to make our mark on the city. All right. Let's take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Peace in Our Lifetime. How about that? Peace in Our Lifetime. And you know what? We can sit here in Reading, and frankly, it is peaceful here, and it is a respectful community, and for us to grasp these things to see, do we even have people here that are that radical that would think, okay, it's fine, let's just go down there and destroy Market Street. I imagine they are out there, but I imagine there's enough people around them that wouldn't go along with it, and we have a police department that, yeah, they're gonna.
And an armed populace.
Well, an armed populace is part of it, but the main thing is that the people here wouldn't do it. It's not in our mindsets. So, but it is in mindsets in large cities. All right, we'll be right back.
Habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace and all the hell we raised. Then I heard the old man say, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
Get ready for Turtle Bay Exploration Park's exciting new event, Walk for Wildlife. Run or walk with family and friends, virtually share your experience with others, and enjoy a free breakfast, all while supporting your favorite Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Register today at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and see what we have to offer. Because your health and safety matter to us, we have refined our Elements and Creekside dining space and menus with you in mind to enjoy a comfortable experience. Elements is offering Sunday brunch off the menu, all you can eat. Let us do the preparing, plating, and serving. Same deliciousness, different delivery. Creekside is a fast, friendly, casual pub and grill with a tempting selection of food and beverages. We guarantee you will be amazed. Visit windriver.com.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Get ready for Turtle Bay Exploration Park's exciting new event, Walk for Wildlife. Run or walk with family and friends, virtually share your experience with others, and enjoy a free breakfast, all while supporting your favorite Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Register today at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to 35 Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and today's the 23rd. How did it get to be the 23rd of June?
I don't know.
I mean,
the whole month just kind of went whoosh.
I lost it. I lost this month. You know what? I was doing good in September and October, and I've lost control since then. 7:49 in the morning, and 79 degrees right now, going up to 106 today. Weather reports brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane. Home Helpers is bringing us a segment. Home Helpers, whether you need an hour a day of help, 2 hours a day, a couple of days a week, or 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Home Helpers is equipped to do that with their personnel that are very well trained. You're not going to find better caregivers anywhere in Northern California than at Home Helpers. Started 16 years ago by a local woman, Sharon Clark, and she has just surpassed all of the requirements that the state puts on for caregivers, and she's exceeded that for years. Learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. Okay, you want the good news or the good news? No, good news or bad news? Let's start with bad news. Here, you know, hand sanitizers. Everybody, of course, was going crazy about finding hand sanitizers, so everybody was ramping up the hand sanitizers. Well, the Food and Drug Administration over the weekend issued a warning on 9 alcohol-based hand sanitizers manufactured by Esco Biochem, S.A. de C.V. in Mexico. That's Esco Biochem, S.A. From Mexico, because they used wood methanol. Now, wood methanol is a toxic substance that could ultimately result in death if absorbed through the skin or ingested. Consumers who have been exposed to hand sanitizer containing methanol should seek immediate treatment, which is critical for potential reversal of toxic effects of methanol poisoning. Substantial exposure can result in nausea, vomiting, headache, blurred vision, permanent blindness, seizures, coma. I can just go on and on. The risk of possible ingestion centered mostly on young children or adolescents who might use alcohol-based sanitizers as a substitute for grain alcohol. Okay, they've got some other problems here. But here's some of the names of this. All Clean Hand Sanitizer, Esk Biochem Hand Sanitizer, Clean Care No Germ Advanced Hand Sanitizer, The Good Gel Antibacterial gel Hand Sanitizer. What I want to do is we're going to put this on our Facebook page. We'll put it here in the chat room. But there's 9 brands, and they all come out of this one company. You might want to look them up. Is if it has Esk Biochem on it, don't buy it. Just don't buy it. Now, the good news, and this comes out of a doctor, one of the doctors in Italy that has been studying this, Dr. Matteo Bassetti, head of the infectious diseases clinic at the San Martino Hospital, said in an interview Sunday that COVID-19 patients who would have died 2 or 3 months ago are now recovering. And he says the clinical impression he has is that it's lessening in its severity, the virus. In March and April, the patterns were completely different. People were coming to the emergency department with a very difficult-to-manage illness. Now, in the past 4 weeks, the picture has completely changed in the terms of patterns. He said the strength differences, the potential genetic mutations, which are common in viruses, and he explained that increased scientific understanding about the virus has also aided efforts to mitigate its impact. He's saying is that because people have stayed inside and people are distancing themselves, your immune system is stronger and can handle it better. But also is that probably the virus has mutated, in his opinion. So this is one doctor out of Italy, but, you know, Italy was hit so hard by the coronavirus, as you know. You could probably, I think the virus has mutated because our immune system reacts to the virus, and we have a lower viral load now due to the lockdown, mask wearing, and social distancing. So it works, in his opinion. While they continue, coronavirus cases continue to climb worldwide, and increase that is attributed, you know, the more people you test, the more cases you're going to find. However, hospitalizations and deaths are generally decreasing, with the exception of Latin and South America. According to FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb, the increase in positive cases can be attributed to younger people taking more risk when venturing outside, while medically vulnerable and elderly people are better protecting themselves. But what he says is he thinks it's – so there's your good news. And is that it, as people are distancing themselves and, you know, wearing masks, and that your immune system hasn't had the load that it's had before. So you're able to do it. Plus that the virus, in his opinion, is mutating to the sense that it's not as strong as it was. And he also has some comments about vaccinations that I'm not going to get into because that'll just get things started, even to the point of maybe not needing a vaccine if our community keeps moving forward. Yes, many more cases of COVID-19 because we're testing that much more. Less people go in the hospitals. Look at all the look at the cases right here. Now's the time. What does it look like in Shasta County right now?
Do you we have done 10,000 tests in Shasta County to date. We are up to 86 cases. Two of those are currently hospitalized. 45 are in quarantine. 25 are in isolation. We are holding strong at 4 deaths.
Okay.
5 new confirmed cases yesterday. Of those cases, there's one was a teenage boy, one was a man in his 30s, one was a woman in her 30s, and 2 women in their 50s. So your assessment about the younger people being the ones to get it seems to be a trend, at least in our area. We have a total of 12 people that have been hospitalized, but we are up to 86 total cases in Shasta County. Butte County broke 100. I think they're at 111 last I saw. The area, we're doing pretty well as far as all of
that's concerned. Well, you know, 10,000 people have been tested in Shasta County, 86 cases. I didn't know that we had 2 hospitalized, but everybody else is either in self, either in quarantine, they quarantine themselves, or, you know, or isolation. So there's going to be more and more people you find. Now, 11 of those cases, as we know, came out of that one family.
Okay. In California,
yeah.
I'm looking at deaths in the last 2 weeks. We haven't had any north of Sutter County, which is just north of Sacramento. Everything else is Sacramento and south. These are deaths in the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
L.A. County has had 475 deaths in the last 2 weeks. 92 in Orange County. Riverside is 55.
Okay, so none north of Sutter County.
Nothing north of Sutter County.
Of Sacramento. Okay. Now I want to kind of wrap up something here that one of our Chapman people said yesterday during your conversation with Dr. Craig. The subject of dividing Americans into groups came up. Unfortunately, neither of you chose to identify those seeking to divide and conquer. No, I think we did. I think we did. We said it was both parties in the media. Have this, it almost seems like if they, you know, they start isolating groups of people, and the media pushes this, the mainstream media pushes this, in my opinion, it's just my opinion, but yes, it's the parties also. I think Dr. Craig and I agreed on this, and he and I are very different philosophically when it comes to politics. But we agree on, you know, a lot of things. And this is one of the things we agreed on, is that we don't have a unifying party. You know, we don't have the party of unification. It's sure not the Democrats, and Republicans aren't doing a great job at it. And the media exploits this and exploits us as Americans. We have to get past the mainstream media. You know, when I hear these things like, would things get better if we just didn't look at mainstream media for 90 days? Yes. Could people come together? Yes. And at least start talking? Yes. And where is that overall look of where it used to be, where people could disagree, both parties could disagree, but they were still friendly, that they got together to do what's right for America? The infrastructure, something to build the infrastructure here to, you know, millions of jobs in, you know, repairing our roads and everything, our bridges and all of that. So, you know, yes, we did address that yesterday. Maybe we didn't do it specifically enough to say, well, this person and this person. I mean, you could say President Trump says a lot of things that upsets a lot of people. Is that unifying? No. But you can go back to President Obama. He did a lot of things that were not unifying, said many things that were not unifying. But it's something that it's almost like a mindset. If you're up in Congress, in the Senate, you know, maybe the time is for term limits where people can serve 12 years and it's time to get another group in there or another mindset in there of people that maybe will work together. Just a thought. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break for the news. When we come back, Woody Clendenin is with us from Woody's Barbershop, and who has been involved with a lot of different things in our community for years, including keeping communities safe. So right after the news, we'll have Woody Clendenin with us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is planning to issue an executive order aimed at protecting public statues and monuments from vandalism.
In response to statues being torn down in cities across the country, the president is signing an order to protect the monuments.
We are looking at long-term jail sentences for these vandals and these hoodlums and these anarchists.
He also thanked police for stopping an attack on an Andrew Jackson statue in Lafayette Park across the street from the White House. He described the vandals as bad people who don't love our country. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The president suggests it's no surprise the U.S. is seeing a sharp rise in the number of confirmed coronavirus cases. Mr. Trump says testing has kicked into high gear, with many more tests being conducted now.
By having more tests, we find more cases.
And that, the president says, leads to a much lower COVID-19 mortality rate. Mr. Trump is now headed to Arizona. He'll inspect a section of newly constructed border wall. He'll also address a convention of young supporters at a megachurch in Phoenix. A surprisingly strong showing for new home sales last month. They rose 16.6%.
The Commerce Department says sales of new single-family homes rose to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 676,000 last month. That was a much better performance than expected. There are hopes that the housing slump that occurred with the virus shutdowns could be coming to an end, though the millions of jobs lost to the pandemic could impede any rebound.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. On Wall Street this morning, the rally continues. The key average is higher. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up about 122 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 87 points, and the S&P 500 Index currently trading 19 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I love golf, and I also stink at golf. I've tried it all, the lessons, the special swing contraptions, the neon brush tees, the funny hats, the putting all of my change in my left pocket. I like to say I just happen to have a high golf handicap. My friends would say I have a high talent disadvantage. Luckily, while I might be fighting some disadvantages on the golf course, at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're lucky to be able to serve listeners with a unique advantage. Our team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. And for you, that can mean shorter turnaround times and often a lower rate, which could save you monthly and lifelong money on a new home, refinance, or cash out refinance. Our United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, Mississippi, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
China has launched the final satellites in its own version of a GPS system. The BBC's Stephen McDonnell in Beijing.
China has been working on a rival to GPS since the 1990s, when the People's Liberation Army wanted an alternative to a system run by the U.S. Air Force. Local television broadcast the launch of the 35th and final part in the Beidou network from the Xichang Satellite Launch Center in the mountains of Sichuan. Named after the Big Dipper constellation, it's hoped that Beidou can rival geolocation services from Russia, the U.S., and the European Union.
And China warns of countermeasures after the U.S. added four more Chinese media outlets to a list of organizations should be considered foreign missions in the U.S. because of their ties to the Chinese government and the ruling Communist Party. News and analysis at townhall.com. Supermarket chain Publix announcing a salad recall.
A limited quantity of Fresh Express 11.5-ounce Southwest Chop Kit is being recalled because wheat, soy, cashews, and coconut might be in some of the salad kits but aren't listed on the labels. That could cause allergic reactions that could be life-threatening to some people. The salads were sold this month in Alabama, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Maryland, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, and West Virginia. Publix lists further details on its website. John Scott reporting.
No one was injured, and a suspect is in custody after a gunman targeted a police station in Houston. It happened early this morning. Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo says an AK-47-style assault rifle was recovered when police took the suspect into custody. Watching Wall Street, the Dow up 163 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming throughout the world. If you've got relatives someplace in Massachusetts, that's another part of the world. I understand Rhode Island is getting ready to change their name. I just saw that today. Probably mention that later. So good morning, everybody. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Today, the 23rd of June, Tuesday, and Ashley at the helm has the weather report.
Hi, we're looking at 81 degrees currently outside, and it's only going to get warmer for a high of 107 today, low of 73, pretty much throughout much of the rest of the week. If you like today, then you're going to get that pretty much until Friday, in which we'll be breaking the 110 mark at 111. So we are in an understandable heat advisory, so make sure it is National Hydration Day. Make sure you're hydrated. Drink water before you get thirsty and keep water nearby as much as possible. We are looking at very little wind, so it's just going to be hot and miserable pretty much the whole week. I'm favoring air conditioning. That's even right. The coolest part of the day is still warmer than the air conditioning temperatures I prefer. So
I've been told that swamp coolers don't really work that good. May not be
after
enough.
After like 105, yeah.
About 105, they stop. So, okay, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. A veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3792. Sally, good morning, Sally. You're collecting signatures today,
good
and
morning.
It's 111.
Yes, we are. I just wanted to let your listeners know that we will be doing a Gavitt petition signing for the recall of Gavin Newsom and also the charge of sedition up at Dill's Deli inside the deli today.
Okay, so people can come in, sign the petition,
people can come
get a great sandwich, get a great sandwich.
Sign both the petition to recall and also the support statement for charging Gavin Newsom with sedition.
Okay. Well, that's good. So you can get a cold drink and a sandwich, and after you sign the petition.
Absolutely, and be in and out of the heat.
There you go. Okay,
all
Sally.
All right, thank you, Carl.
That's Dill's Deli from when to when?
Dill's Deli, today from 11 to about 1:30.
You got it. Okay, thanks a lot, Sally.
Thank you.
You bet. Hey, I'm in the studios with me is Woody Clendenin. Good morning, Woody.
Morning.
So he doesn't have that, you know, rah. So let's make sure that we can hear every tone that he says. You know, for people that have read a lot about Woody over the last 3 weeks, this is one of the a quiet man. Not a boisterous type, but when you read about him, you may get the wrong grasp of his personality and everything. But good morning, Woody.
Morning, how you doing, Carl?
Fine. And tell us who Woody Clendenin is.
Well, I'm a local business owner down in Cottonwood. I have the barbershop there. I'm active in the community there. I raised my kids there through school. Now they've both graduated college, and I just try to stay real active and keep our community as help to keep it as good as it can be.
Okay. You know, you have Woody's Barbershop, and you were kind of like a focal point down there for people. Even if they, you know, they just come in, they come in and sit down just to hear what's going on. It's like the old barbershop days.
Yeah, it's a lot like that. We don't have a newspaper. And
yeah.
Everybody comes down to
That's what I've heard.
Talk about what's going on.
I said, where'd you hear that? I was at Woody's.
Yeah, easily half the people in there are just there to shoot the bull. So,
well, it's kind of the old kind of barbershop there. Okay, what makes a person go into being a barber?
My dad was a barber, and my uncle was a barber, and just kind of fell into it, I guess.
Gravitated to that, huh?
Yeah, yeah, and I enjoy it. You're able to talk to people all day and be in the air conditioning on days like this. And so I feel like I kind of get paid for visiting with people and get to meet a lot of great folks. So it's a good job.
Do you hear a lot of stories from people that are, maybe they're not doing well right then, and they kind of come in to, you know, you're almost like a counselor at times.
Well, I'm there. I give a lot of first haircuts to babies, and I give a lot of last haircuts to older customers when they're at home or even in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get close with a lot of families. Yeah, you get kind of like a bartender. You get to hear their story, too. And I just get to hear it when they're mostly sober, so I think I have an advantage over them.
Mostly sober.
Yeah.
You also head up Citizens Watch Committee.
We have a Cottonwood Community Watch. And it was actually early on the militia helped start that, but now the whole community's involved. We have probably over close to 1,000 members. We have about 90 guys on a call list where if something happens, people call the number, it gets dispatched to 90 guys at once. And I did want to clear up one thing I've heard multiple times talked about with the Community Watch and the militia about vigilantism. And I think a lot of people that throw that word out there don't even know what it means. Vigilantism is to give someone justice. Like if you find them guilty of a crime, you provide the justice for them. Vigilantism is not a citizen stopping a crime. See, there's citizens have all the arrest power that law enforcement has. So if you see somebody committing a crime, that's the only difference. Law enforcement doesn't have to see you commit the crime. They can investigate, come get you. But if we see you committing a crime in Cottonwood, we are going to stop you. That's just the way it goes. We don't have a constant patrol there. We're mm-hmm. right at the border between Tehama and Shasta. The creek splits our town. So we're at the very edge of both, and they're shorthanded, and we just, you know, we have to help our community, and everybody, the whole town helps with it. So
what kind of calls do you get?
Oh, it could vary just from a vehicle that looks like it's maybe scouting an area to a business calling saying, hey, this guy's shoplifted in before in here. He's here now. So we'll send guys that way.
He won't leave, or people destroying things.
Yeah.
I guess at night, too, with cars parked places or suspicious.
Yeah.
You know, people, how about people, things like abandoned cars and things?
Sure. And that's what's neat about the Facebook page is if one neighborhood's having a car or vehicle kind of driving through it, it can put it on there and the rest of the neighborhoods can watch. We also don't allow panhandling. We don't have any public land in Cottonwood. It's all private property, so that's one way we keep the transients down because we don't have any services for them there at all. So they just have to usually steal or beg, and so we just try to
encourage them to move.
Yeah, we'll give them a ride even, and I just gave one a ride the other night out of the Holiday Shopping Center.
So. To Redding?
I do, yeah, Redding and Red Bluff. Whichever way they want to go. Anywhere but Cottonwood. That's our motto.
ABC, anywhere but Cottonwood.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm here with Woody Clendenin, who is with the Cottonwood
Community Watch.
Community Watch. And also you're talking about the militia. We'll get into that one after the break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You can kind of think of Maxwell Insurance and Financial as being your backstop. They're the person that you can go to if you're having problems with your insurance or financial investments. Judy's been doing this since 1993. She's been helping families and seniors and business owners and veterans for that long, and has been doing a great job. If there's anything about insurance, whether it's life insurance or business insurance or health insurance, that Judy doesn't know, it's because it hasn't been invented yet. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. You can give her a call at 221-0441. You won't be sorry. I have insurance with Judy, and I've been very, very pleased with it. Maximal Insurance and Financial. All right, we'll take a quick break. It's 8:15 in the morning here on the 23rd. About 80 degrees, going up to 106 today. And we'll be right back with Woody Clendenin.
Down to Wind River Resort and Casino and see what we have to offer. Because your health and safety matter to us, we have refined our Elements and Creekside dining space and menus with you in mind to enjoy a comfortable experience. Elements is offering Sunday brunch off the menu, all you can eat. Let us do the preparing, plating, and serving. Same deliciousness, different delivery. Creekside is a fast, friendly, casual pub and grill with a tempting selection of food and beverages. We guarantee you will be amazed. Visit windriver.com.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Our elderly, they're not just people that are older. They're grandmothers that share their secret recipes. The grandpa that tells heartfelt stories of a much more simpler time. They're our living link to the past and a vital part of our future. While most are cherished, sadly, many are abused. Shining Care is providing an opportunity for our community to promote a better understanding of abuse and neglect of older persons by raising awareness and providing invaluable information during the free webinar on June 26, 11 a.m. to 1:30, featuring world-renowned keynote speaker Paul Greenwood and an interactive panel of local experts and officials. Topics including tips on elder abuse prevention for people of all ages, how to reduce the risk of elder abuse culled from his extensive criminal prosecution of felony elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation, plus info on COVID-19 scams, self-isolation with an older adult loved one, and the pent-up frustrations, and much more. Registration at shiningcare.org/events or 232-5543. Sponsored by PS2 Agency on Aging, Ombudsman, Cornerstone Community Bank, My Umbrella Marketing, and Marquis Shasta.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
For over 45 years, Clegg's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clegg's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clegg's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clegg's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clegg's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clegg's.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Hey, boy, you got too much. much hair on that head, you better get yourself a haircut or a dog tag.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live right now at KCNR1460.com, and our chat room's here. You can hop in, and I already have suggestions about questions for you concerning different aspects of what's going on around here. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction is one of the largest, if not the largest, privately owned firearms instruction companies in California, teaching in over 40 different areas. The most complete CCW training in Northern California, whether it's you want to just learn how to shoot a pistol, and they've got classes for that. And they've got classes for, of course, CCW, and then recertification of your concealed carry license. In fact, I'm teaching this weekend on that. It's a full class because we're taking all of the things that the governor says, and we're spreading people out, so everybody will be able to be safe out there. It's up to you whether you want to wear a mask or not. But usgunpro.com has a list of all the classes, or you can give them a call at 999-1822, Northern Firearms Instruction. I'm here with Woody Clendenin of Woody's Barbershop from Cottonwood. We're talking about the Cottonwood, citizens group there that keeps the peace out there, because there's not a lot of sheriffs. You're right on the dividing line of Tehama and Shasta County, so you've got a list of people that if people are having problems, they call you all to come out for help, because you're going to have a much quicker response time. Is that?
Yeah, that's right. We do everything from that to we just changed a little old lady's swamp cooler pads the other day. So we do a little bit of everything. You know, it's like, it's just kind of a whole community effort. So we get all kinds of calls. It's not all just about looking at crimes and such.
Okay. So it could be anything then.
Yeah, it really can.
Are you involved with the militia?
Yeah, I am. I'm the company commander for Northern California.
Okay.
So we have Redding Platoon, Cottonwood, Willows, and Alturas all have militia platoons up here.
The militia people get scared.
They do. They do. And
when they hear the term militia.
When we first got going, we were going to not even use that name. But the reason we did, there's certain kind of trainings under the California Constitution that you can only do if you are a militia. And and there's provisions in the Constitution, both federal and state, for militia.
And under the state constitution, what are the things that the militia can do?
Well, just different types of firearm trainings. I think a lot of people don't know, but if you're between 17 and 45 in California, you are in the militia, whether you want to be or not.
They can call you up.
Yeah. And it's different. There's the organized militia, which turned into the National Guard. And the unorganized militia is what just the citizens' militia is.
So. Is a citizens' militia then something to be fearful of?
No, not at all. In fact, the only times we've been ever activated, we went down during the Middletown fires and set up with a moose lodge there, a big area for all the folks that had lost their homes. We brought a medical unit, our tents, generators, food. We had to provide security because there were a lot of criminals in there that would rip people's stuff off when they would leave the area to go to work. And
then
during the car fire, we set up in our community center and got it going, a big food and water for, we I don't know how many truckloads people brought, and it evolved into the whole community helping. We just got it started. So between that and then doing security, we provide free security for a lot of big events. And the chiefs of police in separate towns around here all know what we're about, know that we don't allow anyone in that's a criminal. I mean, we do background checks.
Yeah, that was my next question. Do you do background checks and all this?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're not filled with felons and ultra-right nationalists and people that are on the FBI's watch list?
No.
Even though that we may all be on the FBI watch list.
Well, in fact, the FBI infiltrated us for a while, did a report, a bulletin that I read that they sent out to local law enforcement, and they just said these guys are all just community-minded, pro-law enforcement, pro-constitution, trying to help their community. And so it was...
That's great.
It was a good bulletin.
You got kind of like the seal of approval then from the FBI.
I think so, and they don't send out a lot of positive bulletins like that. Usually it's, say, watch out for these guys. You know,
I think that's important that people know that.
Yeah.
That the FBI did come in, and it's their job to infiltrate organizations if they think that they could be harmful to our Constitution.
Exactly.
And that they looked at what you all were doing. The let's go right to the crux of the matter, that because your name's been mentioned along with the sheriff. Did Sheriff McGrinney invite you all to come to the protest?
No. I'll tell you exactly what happened. The night before in Red Bluff, there was going to be a march type of a protest around the business district, and we got contacted by some businesses, just asking that we would keep their businesses from being destroyed or
if it got out of hand.
Right. So we went and we took about 50 guys and we just stood out in front of the businesses along with several business owners and watched the protest. You know, I'm totally pro protest, but I'm anti riot. We were not going to allow any businesses to be destroyed. So
okay.
So I on my way down there, I had contacted Tehama County and let them know we were going to be there. Asked them to call CHP down there and Red Bluff PD and let them know we were going to be operating in the area. And it's just a respectful thing to do, so they don't have to waste resources checking on us. And so I did the same thing that night when I got home, knew that Redding was going to kick
off. Let me ask this other question here.
Go ahead.
Do y'all openly carry long guns?
No.
You can't do that.
No, you can't.
It's illegal to do that.
No, we all mostly have our concealed weapons permits,
yeah.
But no openly carried long guns.
Like you can do in Washington State, as you could see in the around the six block area, they're armed with M4s and a lot of good looking stuff there for people that aren't into violence.
Well, we had our long guns there. We just didn't have them out. They were secured in our vehicles, and I knew we wouldn't need them down in Red Bluff, but it's better to be safe. So
okay, all the law enforcement knew you were there.
Yep.
Any problems?
No problems. In fact, they all pretty much got, I heard from almost every one of them saying to tell your guys thanks. You guys did a great job. So when I got home that night, I messaged Sheriff McGrinney and a friend of mine in RPD and a friend of mine in the CHP Northern Division office and just let them know, hey, we're going to head up to Redding tomorrow night and just do the same thing. So we were just letting them know we were going to be there.
Okay, and the whole reasoning behind it was if the protest turned violent, which is you don't know because everybody was hearing different things about different groups of people coming in. And I'm not talking about locals coming in, but people from other areas coming in.
Well, I've heard from at least three different law enforcement agencies that said there's no way to prove it, but we feel like you guys being there helped keep any of that from kicking off.
Okay.
We do know that law enforcement found a trailer load of bricks parked near the courthouse and removed it before the protest. So as last I heard, they hadn't found any contractors getting ready to do a job right around there. So it was pretty suspicious.
Nobody claimed the bricks?
Nobody claimed it.
Okay. You weren't there to suppress. Or let me put it this way. Were you there to suppress protesters?
No, not at all. And we weren't counter protesters. Their permit went until 8:30 that night, so we stayed two blocks away down the hill so that they could have their protest, and we support everyone's right to protest. We were at a protest just 2 weeks before that in Sacramento that we participated in, so that wasn't it at all. We were just there to suppress any physical or, you know, any violence or any buildings from being destroyed, things like that.
Well, and I've told people this is when I heard it was going on, it was two blocks from my business. I came down here because, you know, I trust the people of Redding, but I also was reading things that said other people may have been here.
Right.
The owners of this building took out security, though. I mean, they brought in security for the building itself, so I kind of felt like that was okay. Yeah. Was there any altercations between your group that was there to watch this and the protesters?
No, not really. We kind of at one point bumped chests a little bit and both agreed that we all had the right to be there. In fact, there was one moment where we all sang the national anthem together, and they just, after that, things had cooled down, and they just moved on along towards where the RPD's cops were set up, and it just kind of dispersed after that.
Yeah, then that was when a lady came over and hugged a couple of the policemen, then Sergeant exactly. Montgomery went out there and got in the middle, and that kind of like changed, it probably just kind of lessened everybody's tensions, according to the people there, including the people.
It did. And you know what? I had friends on both sides.
Oh, yeah.
I had friends that were there walking with the protesters, and I believe that most of them were there for the right reasons. There were some looking to instigate other things.
I saw, you know, the police said they saw that there were people there they had never seen before, exactly. And they pretty much know everybody in the town here.
Yeah.
And I saw a group getting out of this one truck that was, you know, dressed in the appropriate clothing for that we've seen in other places that you could say could have been like Antifa-type clothing.
Yeah.
But I didn't see a lot of that. And I just saw that, and I thought, that's interesting. And they were from Oregon. So
I thought it was funny when at one point, this one lady not from around here started to chant, F the police, she was chanting. And that was right before we came up the hill. Well, then when we came up the hill, she went over to a local firefighter and said, hey, would you call the cops? I feel threatened right now. And he was like, that's interesting. Yeah, you're just chanting.
Yeah, I know.
Against the police. Yep. Now you want us to call them. So, no, but most of the people there, I think, were locals.
Yeah.
And just there for the right reasons, I believe that.
Okay. I'm here with Woody Clendenin, who is the company commander for the California Militias for the Cottonwood and Redding area. Also heads up their community watch down in Cottonwood, and they have 90 people that they can call on. It's 1,000 members in the community watch, because eyes out there looking out for each other, because you don't have police.
Right.
In Cottonwood, you just have sheriff's deputies that are in that area.
Right, and that is our main job, and that's what we train most of our people in, is just to be eyes and ears and be a really good witness, how to be a good witness.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by the premier retirement community in Northern California. Yep, River Commons Senior Living. If you're looking for a place now that you've had it, you know you've had it, that's enough. I'm not going to look for toilet paper anymore. I'm not going to look for paper towels. I want to have a place I can leave my stuff and then take my dog with me and go in for trips to visit other areas. Gourmet chef, people to talk to while I'm in there. River Commons Senior Living may be the place for you. It's not for assisted living. It's for active seniors. To learn more about River Commons and maybe even arrange a personalized tour, give them a call at 238-5981 and say, hey, I'd like to come see what River Commons is that makes it the best retirement community. I want to worry less, smile more. That's River Commons Senior Living. We'll be right back with Woody Clendenin. It is 83 degrees going up to 107 today.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Shasta College has been a vital part of this community for over 70 years. Look around. You probably know many of our successful graduates serving our community in high-demand, high-growth fields like nursing, law enforcement, accounting, communications, and agriculture. Summer enrollment is happening now. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply to enroll for the summer semester. Classes start June 8th. Looking for a transfer? Save money and time by spending your first 2 years at Shasta College before you transfer to a university. High school students, summer is the perfect time to earn college credit with no tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
No tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Okay, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming at KCNR1460.com here, 23rd of June, 8:37 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It is among the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They received accolades for their care, including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, hip and knee replacements, surgical complications, heart failure. They are one of the top-rated hospitals in the United States, and especially up here in Northern California. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center, your health, your choice. And I'm here with Woody Clendenin, who has a business, Woody's Barbershop, and also heads up the Cottonwood Community Watch. And also is a commander, company commander for the California Militia for the Cottonwood Redding area. And let's go to the phones. Richard, good morning.
Good morning. Can you guys all hear me okay?
Yes.
Hey, Woody, how you doing, man? Hey, this information is for everybody. I'm not sure if Woody is aware. There is a group called New California. They basically wanted the same thing as Jefferson. They want a new state. However, with these recent riots locally, well, everywhere really, they are now starting militias, and there is an element of New California up here in Shasta, Tehama, etc. So they're in the starting stages. So I would just like the public to know if there are is militia activity or talk or anything up here, just please keep that in mind that it may not be Woody's group that is involved. So just please keep that in mind. That's all I have.
Okay. So watch, you know, be sure of which militia you join.
Thanks,
yeah, you know, but that's a good point, really. There could be places, there could be groups of people starting up that they don't do background checks. They don't have things to do that may be for the betterment of our community. They could
exactly,
be
yeah.
just the opposite. And, you know, do you want to be associated with something like that? You know, you're a retired veteran, a retired police, or just somebody that cares about your community and you like to be there to help.
Right.
You need to research your militia too, or your group of people that you're hanging out with, just like you would anything else. The groups that were there at the Tuesday night. Now we, and then I'll go into the Saturday protest march. Were they just all militia? We were talking through the break, and I was, you know, there was a lot of other people there too.
Yeah, there was, there were a lot of veterans. Some guys rode in on motorcycles. Some cowboys showed up. There was a large group called NorCal Stake. A friend of mine named Jesse Lane was helping organize them, and we were in contact. So they were in another part of the town. We were by City Hall, and we heard that things were popping by the courthouse, so we all met down there. But, no, it was just all kinds of different citizens there.
So everybody keeps saying is that the sheriff was calling you and calling, you know, the people and all of this. And the sheriff pointed out this was kind of a city thing. It wasn't a sheriff thing.
Right.
But, you know, it was reported that he, you know, from some of the people there, oh, the sheriff just told us to move here and that.
No, we had talked that morning. He called me back because I had Facebook messaged him, so he called me and let me know where he heard that some of them might be going on. He wasn't directing our movements or anything like that.
Okay. So he said that.
Yeah.
And you, as a leader, said that.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can put all that to rest, and, you know, all the conjecture and all that. Did you have people there at that Saturday at Caldwell Park?
Friday night. No, we weren't there Saturday. We came back Friday night. There was one at City Hall,
mm-hmm.
and we stayed a couple blocks away near some businesses that felt good that we had a presence there.
Mm-hmm. So, but not at Saturday?
No.
Why was that?
From everything we heard, that was one that was being organized by Bethel Church, and it was supposed to be...
Eddie McAllister was there and several others.
Yeah, it was supposed to be just a good protest. The other ones we had heard that there might be some nefarious characters there, so we just thought we would go make sure. And I do believe in law enforcement confirmed afterwards that they felt like we were part of the reason nothing did happen. Maybe nothing would have happened anyway, but they felt like that was...
Well, you know what? It's like this. It's the reason you lock your gate is
right.
to keep honest people honest.
Exactly.
You know, so the fact is that there were people there that, you know, said... And, you know, everybody tried to make a big thing about, oh, they're trying to suppress us. No, no, it wasn't like that.
We weren't. And we were there partly just to support law enforcement, too. We knew they were outnumbered and a lot of the cops in Reading and the sheriff's office and CHP are my friends, and a lot of them are my customers too. So,
have you? What do you think about what's happening up in Seattle?
Well, it's lawlessness, and I think it should have been dealt with right away. Nothing like that will ever happen here. I'll guarantee you that.
Well, we're looking at two different types of people.
Exactly.
Too.
Yeah.
But the fact is now. It took a, you know, as I spoke earlier today, and you and I have kind of talked about it, it took a murder before somebody had to be murdered before the mayor is saying, okay, now we're going to do something about it.
Yeah, and a lot of the people up there are part of Antifa, and I think they should for sure be designated a terror organization. I mean, everywhere they go, they destroy things, you know. And so the people that are funding them, then they can, the funds can get cut off from them. And I mean, they're, you know, I think Black Lives Matter is a lot of the grassroots movement. It's a good, a lot of good people are involved, but some of the ones that are funding it and behind the scenes are not out for America's best interest. I can tell you that.
That's an interesting concept. That as long as they're, long as it hasn't, and I'm speaking of Antifa, though people will argue day and night, oh, well, they're not organized. I don't believe that. I think in Portland they're very organized, as they've taken over most city down there.
Well, we have one of our guys is infiltrated Antifa, and I can tell you they are organized. So.
Okay. We're here with Woody Clendenin and Woody's Barbershop, but he's also heads up the Cottonwood Community Watch, and he's with the California Militia. Are there militias out there that people should be wary of, that,
well,
you've heard of?
Every now and then you hear of one popping up, you know. Anytime it's not about being pro-Constitution, if it has anything to do with race, you want to stay away from that. It's not pro-Constitution and all about making your community and the area you live in better, being a support there for them in disaster. We train in medical, comms, disaster preparedness, and we just like to we just would recommend militias where that's their mission. That's the kind you want to be.
Do you fall into formations and all that?
Every platoon has its own personality a little bit. We're a little laid back about that kind of stuff in Cottonwood. We used to be a little more rigid about it, but that is a good way to assimilate information sometimes, is get everybody in formation. And
it's a good way of passing information.
Yeah, talk about what we're going to do that day.
You don't stand them at parade rest, though.
Not for long.
Then you would have rebellion in the ranks.
That's right, exactly.
It has something to do with the Constitution. I don't think you can do that to me.
Yeah.
Okay, we're here with Woody Clendenin. We're going to take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is my firearms dealer of choice because he's always had the types of firearms I want. He has all the accessories, all the ammo. Their people are so knowledgeable at Bastiani Arms. Some of those people have been working there since he started 10 years ago. He too has reached that 10-year mark at Bastiani Arms, John Bastiani. He gives veterans discounts. He is always there in helping our community. He also helps our community in fundraisers by providing firearms for those. He's located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. You can give him a call at 222-8222, open Tuesday through Saturday. Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back with Woody Clendenin.
Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local? It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years. Helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do. It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home. Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982, we're all in it together.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and see what we have to offer. Because your health and safety matter to us, we have refined our Elements and Creekside dining space and menus with you in mind to enjoy a comfortable experience. Elements is offering Sunday brunch off the menu, all you can eat. Let us do the preparing, plating, and serving. Same deliciousness, different delivery. Creekside is a fast, friendly, casual pub and grill with a tempting selection of food and beverages. We guarantee you will be amazed. Visit windriver.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find a register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local? It's the Little League Baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years. Helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do. It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home. Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982, we're all in it together.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
That's Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. It is 8:50 in the morning, and it is 84 degrees, going up to 107 today. I'm watching it creep up degree by degree, and one time I didn't look at it for 5 minutes, and it popped up 3 degrees. So watch it out there. It's going to be hot today. You may want to get all your work done earlier this morning, unless you're in an air-conditioned place like Woody's Barbershop.
That's right.
And I have Woody Clendenin here, who is heads up the Cottonwood Community Watch, but also is a company commander for the California Militia. Out of Cottonwood and Redding. If I want to come out there, or anybody wants to come out there to see what you're doing, is that okay?
Oh, yeah. All of our trainings are open to the public. So sometimes when we're having one, if somebody hears about, hey, we're having a comms training or whatever, we encourage our town. A lot of the people in town have an emergency handheld radio, but they're a little bit complicated to use if you don't know. So they'll come out for that or for firearms training. We have guys that have trained law enforcement. They're part of the militia. Mm-hmm. So you get some good training. It's all free. So that's the neat part of it.
Okay. So if I was a reporter for a news magazine online, I could come out there then.
Oh, yeah. They're more than welcome for sure.
Are you seeing a lot more people wanting to join?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a big spike right now. And that's kind of how it goes when people are comfortable, militia dips off, and then when things are intense, when you're living in intense times, they start to spike. But I would say, you know, overall, we just want to get as many people trained in for emergencies as we can. And so, like in Cottonwood, we've counted now it's close to like 600 people just in the little town of Cottonwood have been through our training. So
okay. When people talk about rural, well, you know, when you talk about when things are happening, when unrest, the number of guns that have been bought in the last 2 months, well, I'd say April, May, we don't know how much June is, but for April and May, set new records in the United States for the number of people buying guns.
Oh, yeah. I've had a lot of people talk to me in the shop about what kind of firearm to look for them or their wife or that have never owned guns before, but boy, they feel like they need them now.
So. And then they find out, especially in Southern California, that they can't just buy a gun.
No, a 10-day wait. So.
And then they say, well, what about my ammunition? Well, good luck.
Yeah, you got a real ID, and have you purchased a firearm in the last 5 years?
Yeah. How do people get a hold of of the militia? They get go through you for up here for the, this region here?
No, they go through my – I have a sergeant down there named Dan Scoville, and his – I can give you his number if you want.
Well, just tell people what – how do they, if they want to learn more, maybe come out and see a couple of your meetings, see what you all are about. Yeah. So they call Dan then, right?
They can call Dan. Yeah, his number is 530-353-9326, and or they can stop by the barbershop. But we usually train on the third weekend of every month.
Do you have a Facebook page?
Yes, there's a Cottonwood Platoon Facebook page.
Okay, and there's is there a – well, California Militia says it's all of California.
Right.
That's right. How big is the California Militia?
It's pretty big. There's two regiments, and then we're in the first regiment, and there's a Alpha Company up here. There's a Bravo Company in the SAC area. Delta, they have Bay Area company, and then Southern California too.
A Bay Area.
Oh yeah, they're big. There's a lot of them down there.
People may be surprised. There are a lot. There are conservatives down there, and people that care about their community.
Exactly.
Like that.
Yeah.
So they can then come out, and does it cost people anything? Do they have what are the requirements besides having a clean background?
It doesn't cost anything. You come out with whatever you have, and we'll talk to you about what you need. But everybody has to provide their own gear, mm-hmm. maintain their own physical fitness.
You're not out there to run them around the track 12 times.
No. But if you are going to go out in the field, you have to take a physical fitness test. So because we've had heat injuries and different things over the years where we've had to.
What's this consist of, this physical fitness test?
Well, the minimum requirements is a couple miles in 25 minutes with a 25-pound pack. So it's nothing super hard.
Okay, so you're marching that then. You should be able to do that.
Yeah, good fast walk.
Yeah, good fast walk. You should be able to do that.
Yeah, we're not going to. It's not a marathon for sure.
But you should be able to go out there because you don't want to have to carry somebody back in from 4 miles out.
Right, and we had to do that a lot early on, so we learned that.
When we get out there, I'm going to tell you about my experience with that with one of our Marines.
All right.
And what that cost us because he hurt his ankle.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't talked to you for a while here, mm-hmm. and I wanted people to hear from you because you are the commander, mm-hmm. of the community watch, but also of the militia, that it's not a closed thing. It's not something you keep hidden.
No.
There's not secret handshakes or no. things like that.
No, a lot of guys early on wanted to be like that. Clandestine under the radar, but there's no way to be under the radar nowadays, and we didn't have anything to hide anyway. So
that's a good point. Why would I want to be clandestine and if I have nothing to hide?
That just makes you look suspicious.
It does. Yeah. And of course, you get the guys that want to go in and be the high speed, low drag kind of guys out there. But they've never been in the service, so it's
No, we have a mix. It's about 50-50. Veterans and regular citizens, and mm-hmm. after they're there a while, it is hard to tell the difference.
Okay, I have to ask this. We've already said how you can get a hold of you and all these. Les Ball came in to get his haircut. That was that was a big, a large amount of publicity over that.
That was a big deal. Les knew that I was open. I never closed. I don't believe that I'll ever let someone tell me when I can work and when I can't. I've never received any money from the government, and I've never been paid for a day I didn't work. So Les knew I was open, and he and I had been friends for years. We were on the elder board at a church together, and mm-hmm. so he just decided to pop on in there and say, I think he wanted to kind of maybe push the reopening of the county a little bit, and he just happened to need a haircut.
Did the state give you a bad time?
I have heard from the state. I've heard from the probation office up here, who they're making the calls for the Shasta County Health Department.
probation office.
Yeah,
yeah, we're pulling you back, Woody.
Yeah. Well, and they weren't happy to be doing it. You could tell.
Well, you know, it's like our law enforcement here.
Right.
They're never going to do it. They've already said it. They're not going to do that. And we don't have enough people. It's not in my priority list to have people out checking masks, checking businesses like this.
No, and there wasn't one person I gave a haircut to that I forced in there. They all were free to come in or not come in.
You didn't go out there, you know, armed and point them into the shop?
I didn't wrestle them into the shop or anything.
Tie them down?
No.
Okay. Woody Clendenin from Woody's Barbershop down in Cottonwood. Also, somebody said you're the regional commander up here.
Yeah, it's a company.
A company. Okay. Yeah. And how many people would you are in your militia?
State or up here?
Just up here.
A couple hundred.
Couple hundred.
Yeah.
Okay, but they don't all attend the.
No, they come.
It's like everything else.
Yeah. We're all volunteers, so sometimes you can come, sometimes you can't.
That's right. Well, thanks a lot for being with us today and being flexible in your time schedule here.
Yeah, all right.
And I hope you had a great Father's Day.
I did.
Got people to take you out or something.
I did. Yeah, I got to hang out with my girls. So
you can't beat that.
No, that was the best.
Okay. Hey, tomorrow, the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer is going to be with us, and we're going to talk about some of the things that have happened over the last couple of months in the veterans happening to veterans and for veterans. Sometimes it's two veterans that you need to know about. Have a great day. Remember, it's going to be 107 degrees today. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Gonna stand my ground.